Right now, during this segment, it is Gordo with the wireless microphone.
Oh, yes.
And he is going to take that out and talk to some Angry Stars fans. Now, Gordo, I don't have you exactly. Where are you? Yeah. Where's your location
with
the wireless?
George, watch this. I'm right in front of you, Craig, probably about, I don't know, 12 inches from you.
Talking to me?
Talking to you.
Okay, I got you.
You see that, George? You see that?
One out of three guys left.
People love
it. Yeah, but that counts. That counts. That's 33%.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's a good batting average right there. Yeah, I'll talk to some of the P1s. How you doing, sir?
Good, good.
What's your name?
Michael.
Where are you from, Michael?
Here in Fort Worth.
Oh, good. And you're a big Stars fan.
I am.
Look at this. You got a hockey stick there, and you got a jersey. Who all signed your jersey?
Just about everybody from...
Thanks for your time, Michael. Sure do appreciate it, man. Thanks for being out here. All right, I'm gonna head into the convention
You're
center.
You're such a jerk.
Hopefully, let's talk to this lady here. How you doing, ma'am?
Doing good. How about you?
What's your name?
Lily.
Lily? What's all over your arm there, Lily?
Henna. It's like a henna tattoo.
And how old are you?
22.
And you have witch fingers. You look like you're...
Yeah, I'm ready to attack for whenever.
All right, wait, come around here. I want to show you. There's this guy who's had his eye on you, who has a big crush on you. Now he's slightly older than you. His name's George Dunham.
This is the first time I've seen you,
this
ma'am.
This is a guy. He loves you. He is like, man, if
hey,
I could
what
only
is going on with those fingernails?
Have something like that.
I'm sorry. It's to warn off predators and whatnot.
What? To warn off predators? Are you Wiccan or something?
Oh, no. Just to warn them off.
Yeah. Predators.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like sexual predators or, you know.
Okay, so George, they're against George, right?
Fits into that category, yeah.
I mean, if I have to use them against him, then...
Where did you go to school?
Irving High School.
Oh, yeah, so did George.
Irving Tiger.
Yes, you did?
Nah, I went to R.L. Turner. That's a lion, though.
I'm just kidding.
Same family, I guess.
What's your name?
Lily.
You want to say hi to anyone on the airwaves of America? Thanks for your time, Lily.
Thank
I sure
you,
do
Lily.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much. All right, I'm going to head in here. Hey, look, it's Christina. Hey, Christina.
Hey.
Our ticket chick,
look
Christina.
Look at all the Stars fans to your left there.
What?
Just walk right by you.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. You guys Stars fans?
Oh, yeah.
Are you here for the Stars today?
No, we just came in. Check it out.
Come on. Seriously, how old are you, sir?
25.
Good. What you do for a living?
I am a 911 dispatcher.
Ooh, what's the craziest call you ever had?
A lot of it. Best one, though, little girl telling me about her meal of chicken nuggets and celebrating her ice cream.
A girl called 911 to do this? How old was she?
Six. Couldn't have been older than six.
What's like the most disturbing call you've had?
I don't want to
You don't want to say?
No.
Well, come on, be generic. You don't have to be too specific.
Domestic?
The worst ones.
Way to go, Gordon. Yeah, that's not really entertaining.
Nothing that involved death, though, did it?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. No.
And do you ever, do they instruct you not to make any jokes on a 911 call? You never try to lighten the mood?
Haven't tried to yet, but I can't say I won't. Mm-hmm. Gotta try sometimes.
Okay. Well, how long have you been doing it?
3 years in December.
And how much does something like that pay?
$13, $14.
An hour?
Yeah. I'm in a smaller town, so.
It seems like it's awfully low because you're kind of a first responder in some sense.
Yeah. I don't know.
Thank you. Okay. And who are these people here?
This is my friend and my girlfriend, Stacy and Chelsea.
Okay. Stacy, how long have you been going out with them, Chelsea?
About a year.
Where'd you meet?
In school a while ago, actually. We've been friends since like 2006.
Wow, that's a great story. Can you tell it again?
No, I'm asleep.
All right, thank you guys. Enjoy. All right, I'm going to head into the arena here.
That was a great story.
That's the worst relation.
Gosh.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
How are you doing? Oh, my God. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. What's your name?
Jack.
What do you do for a living, Jack?
Oh, gosh. Sell stuff.
Generic.
Very generic.
Yeah, it is.
So you're not on the clock right now, right?
No. Mm. Nope.
So Jack's off the clock.
Yeah, Jack's off the clock.
What a
All right, who's your favorite? Who's your favorite?
Hey, Jack, meet a radio hack.
Who's your favorite star?
Oh, my gosh. Have to be my son.
Oh, your son plays for the team?
Well, he's trying to make the team.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. So whatever.
What's his name? You want to give a...
Jack Campbell.
Jack Campbell. Yep. Okay. Is he quick?
I hope so.
Nimble?
I hope so.
All right. Cool. All right. Good. Okay. All right. So what are these open tryouts? What's happening in here?
That's what I was wondering. I was thinking about walking on this year.
People think Campbell's going to be a big star.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's a good prospect?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk to Razor about Jack Campbell.
Oh, yeah. So he's my favorite star now.
Okay.
Jack Campbell. All right, I'm going to talk to just a couple more people. And then we'll...
Oh, he's a goaltender.
All right, I'll talk to these two
Jack
individuals.
Campbell.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
What's the relationship here between the two of you?
I just picked her up on the street.
Oh, come on, be honest.
It's my wife.
How long you guys been married?
6 years.
Yeah.
6 years. You have kids?
None together.
Ooh. Wow. So you second marriage for each of you?
Third for me.
Second for her.
How do you do that?
Second for me.
Second for you and third for him. And did you have kids with each of the other two?
Yes, I did. Four with the first and one with the second.
Wow, my Lord.
Dang, girl.
How much do you pay in child support?
I'd rather not say.
Jeez.
Yes.
So four kids with the first one. Why? Was it before condoms or had I had that?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going to answer that. Yeah.
Did you? And which do you get along with the most of your ex-wives?
My second. The one that I have my second child with. So the
first, your fifth child with
sixth.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
So she, my first wife packed up and moved to Florida. So
to chase a guy, or
yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Sorry, way to go, Gordon. Sorry to hear about that. Okay. But you never cheated on her?
No. No.
Lying.
Yeah, that sounds like kind of a lie. You're about to have a Ron Washington press conference anyway. All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, they're big Stars fans.
Yeah.
Holy Stars fans out here today.
I said that was the last one. You told me we were out of time.
Yeah, I know.
But well, I'll talk
to
more.
I thought maybe just a sign-off, like, and that's Gordon Keith reporting live.
Okay, wait, I'll have this guy do my sign-off for me. Say, I'm Gordon Keith reporting live.
I am Gordon Keith, recording live.
Recording live. He has no idea what he's talking about. He's drunk.
I want to go back to the awkward moment between you and George staring at each other like two rams about to...
I'm just waiting for him to say something else. Like,
well,
okay,
what was I supposed to say? You were cutting me off.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you were.
Like, back to you or something.
Give me the throat slice sign, which I think is very offensive in this day and age of ISIS.
That's enough of you.